PraiseZion.com.
In our last session, I ended talking about the fact that marriage is the most important decision every human would make in their life, next to their decision to follow Christ. Marriage is a decision that's more important than buying a house. It's more important than buying your first car. It's important for you to understand marriage, because you can buy an expensive house and have a horrible marriage. A lot of people have built beautiful houses but can't live in them, because they spent more money on the house than they did on their relationship. Some people buy a brand new car, but they can't drive together to work anymore because they don't speak to each other, which means your car is not helping you. It's interesting to me that most people's cars last longer than their marriages. And the reason why that is because when you go to get a license for your car, the government would force you to take a test, study a book, and go on driving lessons. And they would make sure that you are qualified to drive on their streets. So to get a license to drive a car can take months. But if you go to that same government to get a marriage license, they'll give it to you in 20 seconds. Once you qualify, they give you the license. Which means that they are more concerned about your car on their streets than they are about your life in their community. None of us goes on driving lessons for our marriages. We don't have a requirement by the government to read books to get married. So we know how to drive, but we don't know how to live with someone. And this is why it's tough for most people. Many of you in this room, and the thousands watching us around the world, you are victims of a broken heart. Some of you have tried marriage, and you're at the point now where you're thinking, I ain't gonna try this no more. But it's amazing, when you get a car that's wrecked, you still buy another one. Somehow, you don't mind getting another car because you know how to drive. But you ain't sure you want to get another mate because you ain't sure if you know how to drive that situation. And the difference between the two is knowledge. Write this down. Choosing a life partner for marriage must not be taken without careful and prayerful consideration. You can't just jump into it. Why? Because nothing in Scripture and nowhere in the Bible does God command us to be married. You don't have to be married to be happy. Marriage is a choice that you can make. It's not a requirement by God. We also mentioned in our last session that God never chooses your mate. And I'm so glad, because God is too smart to choose your mate for you. God knows that if you had him choose your mate and it didn't work out, you could blame him. So God gives you the complete responsibility to choose a mate. But he does help you. He gives you a brain with 5 billion cells. He gives you the Holy Spirit to guide you. He gives you his word to regulate your decisions. He gave you pastors to give you good counsel. He gave you parents to give you sense. And he gave you his own anointing to discern spirits. And yet, with all of that equipment, some of us ignore it and we still make our own decisions.